Hello, it's the Ghost. Welcome to They Call Me the Ghost and part 7 of Audrey. Thanks for showing up, guys. Here is the second part to part 6, really. But it's part 7 in our episode series. But this is more of what Audrey wanted to get across when she talked to me last night. So let's get to it. Okay, so for the next few weeks, we tried to just maintain. Aiden went to work. I kept up with my veggie shakes and watching TV when it was actually working. The electronics were something that were hard to ignore, right? I mean, you want your blow dryer to work, and every time it didn't, I had this sick feeling of why. Whenever I couldn't watch TV and there was just static, same thing. There was always those little reminders that I couldn't avoid forever. I mean, even though I was trying very hard to ignore the whole situation. I'm trying to explain this to you guys, my emotional side of all of this, so that you can understand my state of mind and my rationale. Was I losing my mind? I didn't know. Was I impregnated with an alien baby? Who would think that? I mean, both scenarios sound not good to me. So I didn't want to believe either one. But time was still moving along because you can't stop that. And therefore, so is my pregnancy. And things were getting taken up a notch, or so it seemed. And it seemed like our little visitors wised up a bit as well. Things got more focused on just me and more distant for Aiden. He was working, seeing regular people every day with goals and things he had to do. I was at home, losing my mind. When we'd watched the video footage of what we could record the night before, everything looked fine. Every morning before Aiden went to work, everything looked fine. The orbs weren't even there in our little videos. But when Aiden left, I would always watch them again. And that time, they were never normal. It was as if they were really only meant for me. And that's what I started to get convinced of. These were orbs that were happening and visiting us during the night. There were also other beings that would come in and out of the shadows. And I'm not talking the small gray alien kind of being. I'm talking something bigger. They had sort of a greenish blue glow to them with yellow eyes. Well, they had a yellow glow anyway. It was too dark to tell for sure what all was going on with them. All I could see were the glows and the big shadowy figures that would come in and out of our room. I was starting to feel like I didn't even want to tell Aiden about any of this anymore. He's out in the normal world every day, and I just felt like to come home to me getting more big ideas while he was away, I didn't want to seem more crazy to him than I already thought he thought of me. But I did tell him when my urine changed. Going to the bathroom, I noticed that everything was very, very bright. And I know that when you take certain vitamins, it can happen, but this was a little over the top. I really thought my urine could glow in the dark, so I had to tell Aiden about that. It was becoming clear to me that that might be the only thing Aiden would even be able to witness over those next few weeks. I didn't tell him about my ankles for a while because now I was starting to feel more distant. I was wearing baggy clothes, saying I just needed to be comfortable to hide it. But twice in that 3 weeks, the bruises were coming back on both my ankles this time. Had I been taken? Are they holding me down and doing things to me? After the first night of finding this out, I inspected my body. Okay, so this is after the doctor, we're home, sort of pretending life is normal, and I'm inspecting my body, this time by myself. I noticed up to 3 cuts on my right side. It looked like they had come one at a time because they were healing quickly, some more advanced than others. If I were at the gym or something like that, for instance, and someone saw these, they would just think I scratched myself. That's what they looked like. But I could tell they were actual cuts, like someone had a sharp and precise knife and slipped right through my skin. I felt pain around that area also, like I was bruised inside, but I didn't see anything. All I knew is that something was happening, along with the orbs and cuts. I also finally witnessed my own eyes. I decided at some point that I needed to be on constant watch, and since no one else was with me, I moved my full-length mirror to around me anywhere I was inside the condo. I didn't want to miss anything, and I didn't miss the eyes when I did that. I noticed my eyes glowing yellowish after drinking my shake in the morning. I mean, I guess it's not that my eyes turned yellow. I don't want you to picture that. It's sort of like my eyes had their own aura. And around my eyes, it was glowing yellow. Also, with the mirrors always around me, at least where I could be in view, I noticed things going on with my dome, my perfect little dome. After I would drink my shake, My eyes would have its own aura. About 20 minutes after all of that, I would just be sitting there, all cozied up in my baggy clothes, looking down at my belly, feeling my dome with all kinds of curiosity. I noticed my stomach was starting to have its own aura as well, sort of blue mixed with yellow. And let's see, I guess I should say this a little differently. It wasn't a glow coming out of my body. It was something happening inside my body, under my skin. I could see this, I'll call it a blue glow, from inside my dome. There would be shadows where I'm guessing my organs and veins and different things are, but the glow, that glow coming from the inside of me, was pulsating, lighter than darker, lighter than darker, and then eventually it would just all fade out. Then there was the morning that changed everything. Okay, so I'm dealing with these little things on my own, trying not to disturb Aiden's normal life for now. And believe me, I wasn't telling him things and I felt guilty about it. I just, again, didn't want him to think I was crazy. He was so happy at work and we were in this kind of pretend bliss, but it wasn't real and we both knew it. And that one morning it was time, we knew, to face it. Aiden woke up before me that day, and although I'd been working very hard to keep my body covered with the baggy clothes and sweatpants and things, when I went to bed, I was down to a t-shirt. A big one, but a t-shirt. While waking up, the sheets were such a way and my shirt had slid up over my belly so that Aiden could see my dome. I woke up to him sitting next to me and just staring down at my stomach with a look of surprise and maybe horror on his face. I'm looking at him and I ask him flat out, "What is it?" He points to my stomach. So I look down. The veins all around my dome are pretty much showing because I'm lit up again. I don't know how else to describe it. But you could see all my veins and everything else, and there was a fluorescence coming from my belly. It looked like my stomach probably hurt or something because my veins looked very dark, you know, kind of like you might see in a horror movie. Like something upsetting was going on. But I didn't feel anything, and I told Aiden that I couldn't feel anything. But there we were, both staring at it, trying to figure out what was going on, a little scared about what might happen next, just sitting there in my bed, until it was lights out. Well, that was enough for Aiden. He couldn't take any more, and he jumped out of bed and started saying things like, "This is crazy. We need to do something. We can't just sit here." The light bulb came on that us pretending that it would be normal was not going to make this normal, although it helped us calm down for a few weeks, sort of. I got up and I told him that it was okay and that I felt fine. I went and got him his cup of coffee and urged him over to the couches like we usually did so we could sit. I then filled him in on everything that had been going on, the things that I was too afraid to tell him. I told him I wanted to see what it all was before I bothered him since he was working and everything. It was one of our most desperate moments sitting there on the couch that day because we knew we just couldn't sit here and avoid it any longer. It was nice to have things calm for a few weeks, like I said, but the reality was none of this was going anywhere. It wasn't going away. I don't know why my stomach lit up that morning. It never seemed to do that when Aiden was around. And I didn't want to tell him because I thought he would start not believing me. And later, even later that day, Aiden started questioning what even he had seen. He was trying to make those mental excuses that we all love to make. Like maybe he was just too tired in the morning and his imagination got crazy. He even said maybe I was still dreaming a bit and I was envisioning something terrifying because that was in the back of my mind when really things were normal. I wasn't quite sure what to do with all of that at first, but I decided I just needed to let him be. I knew, though, that something had to be done. But where? Who? Who and what could help me? Who could listen to something I have to say that no one would believe? Who would take me seriously? Who would take my situation in and not go to the world publicizing my personal name and situation? Who could be discreet yet give me the great advice that I needed and maybe even know something or someone that could help me? And that's when I turned to the ghost, and I did it before I even talked to Aiden about it. I'd been listening to the stories that she's putting out all the way back to the original dark web vlogs. That's how long I've been popping in and out. Now, following They Call Me the Ghost, because that's the second channel, and re-listening to some of the stories during the ghost time away as of late, it hit me. Why can't I contact the ghost? All she can say is no. I knew that she didn't normally take on common civilian cases like mine. There were just too many of them. She was pretty clear about that, too. There are so many people claiming things like alien pregnancy, claiming so many things that she just can't take them all. She works behind the scenes on the dark web, and that's where she gets her outrageous clients. And seriously, bizarre situations. If you've heard them, you know. And let's face it, I knew I might get rejected. I didn't really fit into that bigger picture mix, and I really thought she'd probably want nothing to do with it. But as luck would have it, because things in the world are so strange and because they're redoing their approach as a team to everything, with everything that's going on, she said she'd be willing to listen. And to my great surprise, she said that she would talk to me. She would talk to me and then see if there was anything she could do. I didn't even want to tell Aiden about it after I talked to the ghost, until I knew that it was really for sure, because talking to her could sound like just another crazy thing for me to do. I knew Aiden wanted to believe me, don't get me wrong, but it's a lot for anyone, even if they care about you. And he's still out there in the world, remember? He's working, having lunch with friends, doing the normal things people do, only to come home to his now house-ridden girlfriend who's claiming she's gotten pregnant by an alien. When would he get tired of this idea? When would he really think I was crazy and decide there was something better out there? When would he just want to go back to his normal life? Wouldn't you? Wouldn't everyone? But could you? I mean, I sort of felt like we were in the Matrix, you know, that we both were in the Matrix. Do we want to realize what's really going on here? What's actually happening? Or would we rather it just all went away and we went about our normal lives without knowing anything? It's a choice. We had a choice. And we'd already chosen to address this, but I sort of felt like I was losing Aiden just a bit. It wasn't until the ghost agreed to work with me and I got through all of that that I revisited the entire situation with Aiden, telling him about the ghost. And I'll admit, like a lot of you, I listened to her stories for entertainment. I hoped they were true, but I wasn't quite sure. After talking to the ghost, I can tell you that she's the real deal. I could explain how fortunate I feel that she decided to take on this case. In the upcoming episodes, I'm going to get into my meetings with the ghost and the direction or directions that she felt we could take, that we should take. So I guess today's episode is more about the process of what happens to you and how you have this very strong urge for the normal. It's funny, we spent all of our lives as adults, Aiden and I, trying to get ahead, trying to have more than the next guy. The best TVs, appliances, the best condo. And really, at that moment, all I wanted was a nice bed and a safe life. Things are still moving forward, and there were things that were gonna happen. Okay, guys, I know that this is kind of different, doing two episodes in one day, but I hope that worked out for you. I hoped you listened to episode 6 and continued on here. And if you did, thank you. The feedback was very good. So hopefully this is okay with you guys in talking about episodes and timing and all of that. I really do appreciate that. I do look for those things and listen to what you're saying on comments. Audrey is just in a place right now. And it seems that she had things that she just wanted to get out there from a personal perspective. I think she really wants people to know her as a person. This is not just another story about an alien baby. There are people behind this. If you want a story about alien babies and you just want to hear creepy cool tales about crazy stuff, there's plenty on the internet out there about all of that. And I encourage you, if you're one of those people, to go find them. This story is about Audrey. It's unfolding in real time. I got in a little bit late in the game, but I'm there with her right now. Audrey's in a situation none of us can imagine having happened to us. It's a situation, though, we've almost been accustomed to hearing about, as she said. So I, too, appreciate you being here, listening to what this real person had to say. And she has more to say. So thanks again for listening today. And of course, there's more to come. And I will talk to you all soon.